everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. So today we are going to be learning about how Jesus is coming so soon. We can see by the signs of the times that he is coming quickly. We don't know the exact day or the hour, as Jesus said in Matthew 24:36. So we shouldn't set dates. But we should be ready for the rapture always, because we don't know when it might occur. It could even be today. By the way, if you don't know what the rapture is, or you're a little confused about like what exactly I'm talking about, go back and listen to the What is the Rapture episode. Essentially, the rapture is when God's people will be gathered together to him and meet him in the air before a terrible 7-year period comes upon the earth, as is outlined in Daniel, Revelation, and other Bible books. After that 7-year period comes, which is commonly called the tribulation, Jesus will reign on earth for 1,000 years. Then God will make a new heaven and a new earth. So, to summarize, the sequence is the rapture, when we meet the Lord in the air, then the 7-year tribulation, then Jesus returns physically to this earth with us, and his feet touch the ground, he reigns for 1,000 years, and then a new heaven and a new earth is made by God. All of this is outlined in various books of the Bible, including Revelation. So, back to the rapture, which is the next event to take place. We don't know exactly when it will happen. The book of Hebrews 12:28 says, "Christ will appear a second time to those who are eagerly waiting for him." We should be eagerly waiting for the rapture. It means salvation for us. 1 Thessalonians says, "When we gather to him, we shall always be with him." What an amazing thing. We shall always be with the Lord. He is with us now, and when the rapture happens, we'll be with him where he is, always. We know Jesus is coming quickly based on things we see in the world today. He said in Matthew 24, verses 7 through 8, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Sorrows, in the original Greek word, means labor pains. Labor pains as in the pains that come upon a woman when she is about to give birth to a child. When labor pains increase in intensity and frequency, it means the birth is coming closer. So, in other words, we know that the things Jesus listed here are will increase in intensity and frequency as his coming gets closer. Data shows a trend of earthquakes increasing in frequency. Recently, we have had many earthquakes and volcanic activity. As of March, there were 45 volcanoes erupting all over the world. Unrest between people has also greatly increased. But probably the biggest signs of Jesus' quick return have to do with the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel, as far as you've been alive, has been around. It's been a nation. But it wasn't always that way. Based on Bible prophecy, Israel will be back in their land. In 1948, Israel became a nation again after 2,000 years of not existing as a nation. That's unheard of. And according to the Bible, Israel will have a temple in the tribulation. Recently, there has been extreme drive to build a temple in Israel. People are coming together to support the process. In fact, The Jewish people are so prepared for a temple that they could be sacrificing in a matter of hours or days when they get permission to build it. On top of all this, we see nations around the world aligning in alliances outlined in Ezekiel 37-38, which is a battle between nations of the world. Jesus is coming so soon. We don't know the hour or the day, but we can know the season. Jesus said in Matthew 24, starting in verse 32, "Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." So, Jesus is telling us when we see the things that he outlined throughout the chapter, which I would definitely recommend reading through Matthew 24, when we see all the things beginning to take place, we can know that his coming is near. Just like we know when a fig tree starts to become tender and it gets leaves, we know that summer is getting closer, and summer's the time that fig trees produce figs, which is just a type of fruit. Jesus wants us to be watching for the rapture always. He repeatedly tells his people to watch. Watching, that word, means being awake. In Matthew 24, starting in verse 36, he said, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left." He says in verse 42, "Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." And I would definitely recommend reading through all of Matthew chapter 24. It's not too long of a chapter. I would definitely recommend reading through it to get the full context of everything that Jesus is saying. And when he's talking about the Son of Man too, he refers to himself as the Son of Man. And the Son of Man is a prophetic title that can be found in Daniel chapter 7. And basically what Jesus is saying in that passage we just read is that we should always be ready for his coming. We should be watching, awake. So, this week, know that Jesus is coming so quickly. Always be awake, always be watching, and always be waiting eagerly to go and be with him where he is. Thanks so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless.